This gospel reading
couldn't be a better reading for a First Communion Sunday, because it tells us what is at the very center of our faith. You're not like other people. You're not like other people. We believe something totally different from the rest of the world. We believe that Jesus Christ is not just an idea. We believe that God is not a feeling. Your spirituality has nothing to do with feelings. We believe something very definite and very real. We believe that our God is present. We believe that our God is so close to us that we can literally receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ in our hands, on our lips. That's what we believe. God is not like the Muslims that are far off, that's far off in the distance. God is not some general feeling if you feel good about it or not. That's not it. God is real. That's what we believe. When we come up to receive communion, our churches, even in the midst of radical deconstruction, look different. The reason that we have that light right there is because that light signifies the real presence of Jesus Christ in his body and in his blood. That's what we believe, period. That's why we come to Mass. God is not just to be found in the woods. Nope. God's not to be found when you feel good. That's not it. Here is God. Those disciples, when they walked along, were just like you. They were walking along in the world. They might have had a good time. These times, they were downcast. They were there and they were feeling sad. Sounds like a child's way of putting it, but it happens to children too. They were feeling sad. Why? Because all of their hopes had crashed down. And that's like your life too at times, and my life too. But it is God himself and his presence that raises us up. And he raises us up not just because of the highs and lows of the way we feel. That's not it. He raises us up because of his own presence. It is himself and his presence that raises us up. That is what we hold fast to in our life. That's why we come to Mass. That's why it means that this first communion that all you children are celebrating is not to be your last communion. That's not it. Because communion means I am in the presence of God and I want that presence of God. Whether you're in St. Peter's Basilica, you know, whether you're in this church, give us 6 more months, you know. Wherever you are, we come into the presence of Jesus Christ who says, come to me. And your eyes may not see it entirely. Your eyes may be somewhat blinkered the same as those disciples on the road to Emmaus, but we can know. That's why it is at the start of the gospel, we make that sign of the cross on our foreheads, so we can know. So we can know. You know now, you children, at 7 or 8, 9 years old. All the rest of you know it at more of an age, but we are called to know and to hold fast. That's why we make the sign of the cross over our hearts. Hold fast in season and out of season. In season and out of season to what we know that our God walks with us and we receive Jesus Christ in his body and in his blood. All of you children that are receiving your first communion today, remember this. Remember that today you've entered into a new way to walk with Jesus Christ. A new and profound way to walk with Jesus Christ. And you may say, I can remember my first communion was when the church was being redone. Well, if that helps you remember, good. But we remember this, that God is with us, even if at times our eyes are blinkered, even if at times you're tired, even if at times you're unsure, God is always, always with us. So when we continue on with the Mass, I ask all of you to remember that we are doing exactly what Jesus Christ did on that same day, that he's taking, that we, through the power of Jesus Christ, we'll have him present here among us to receive him in the same way that the disciples at Emmaus received Jesus Christ, so that we can recognize him in the breaking of the bread, and that we can take out that certainty and bring that message the same as these disciples did out to the rest of the world. Who are you bringing that message of Jesus Christ to? Today, I urge all of you, when you leave this place, to understand that you too are called to go back to your Jerusalem and to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ and to be able to live in that truth so that we can have the strength and the power of the Lord present and real among us.